Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 Green FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm ecstatic when I consider the treachery that will occur. It's also the 15th day of March, 2019. It is 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 50 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it'd be nice to melt some of that glacier. It'd be nice to have some sunshine. And the days are getting longer. It's headed towards my season. It's headed towards summer. That being said, we're going to start off with a little announcement, and then we'll get into the first article. We'll be right back. Well, just starting the down the day to find my girl in the store away. She took the Greyhound in the general store. I searched myself, I searched the town. When I finally did set that, I find myself no wiser than before. She said we couldn't do no wrong, nor the love could be so strong. She locked up my heart in the bottom drawer. Now she took my heart, she took my keys from in my old blue.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, as you guys know, we've been fighting this Google thing with the phone line. The people that put up that phone line, they're decent people. And I think everybody's getting a little sick of the fucking communists there in the Silicon Valley, deliberately screwing the people trying to use the internet to communicate. Anyway, they'll be giving us a new number, and that's going to happen on the 27th of March. There will be a new number. So we're going to go ahead and let's see here. We'll go ahead and give that number out is what we're going to do. And give everybody a minute or so to get a pencil and a piece of paper. I'm going to announce it every day up until we get there. So everybody has the new number. So we're going to sit here and we're just going to wait a second for everything and get a pencil. How long does it take? I got one. I can get one that quick. But I was prepared. All right. The new number will be 712-770-5597. The access code will remain the same, which is 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. Access code the same. One more time. 712-770-5597. Access code will be the same.
it sucks, you know, because you used a number that long, people are used to it, and you know, it's going to cause you little problems. I mean, that's all they got left. I mean, just any dirty little shit, nasty thing they can do, they're going to do it. Right up to the day where they have to we have to shut those sites down. They're just, they're national security. That's what it is. Yeah, national security. I mean, corporate security. I mean, I don't know. Trump by the numbers. And, you know, Ann Coulter, she's a part of the corporate elite. But even, you know, this 2020 thing is coming up. And I don't know what the hell they would have planned. Everybody with a lick of sense would go out and unregister to vote. And quit participating in this corporate fraud and hurting the rest of your people. If everybody that went and signed up to put Trump in there because they believed his lies would just unregister to vote. And pressure the rest of the people. I mean, these assholes, these Trump tards. You got to tell them, you're fucking all of us, and we're not going to forget it. There is nothing that's going to stop what's coming. And it is going to happen, and there's going to be comeuppance for the people that fucking, went along with this fucking 14th Amendment subjugation bullshit.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I have a question for you. I've been gauging a few things on the internet. I always try to gauge, and I've been noticing a little that, you know, some of the Trump tards, they are waking up, but you still have some of those Trump stupid diabolical tars who they just still want to, you know, sail on this sinking ship, and they don't get it. How are you gauging? Because I'm gauging, because I see comments, people saying, buying ammo, they buying food, and people are saying that they have been betrayed, they have lost faith in Trump. I have been seeing that a lot more, matter of fact, for the past couple of weeks than I have been seeing since last 3 or 4 months. It's like people are falling off his ship, but I don't know. I'm just asking you, how do you gauge it?
I see it about exactly the same, and the reason being is like Ann Coulter here and like Breitbart. You see, they ran that scam. They helped run that scam. They backed that scam. When we were sitting here, who are we? Are we connected in Washington, D.C. and the inside politics or anything? No, it was a fucking scam on its face. Any thinking person should have seen it for exactly what it is. But the reason you're seeing that is because, like Breitbart, see Breitbart, they're going to try and sell you somebody else. So is Ann Coulter here. They're going to try and sell you another fucking Edsel, like Donald Trump. Oh, this one here, he's genuine. This is what you're going to hear. And that's why, you know, the harassment on the internet, you know, like fucking with our sites and fucking with our fucking broadcasts and shit. That's why that's going on. Because we're sitting there going, fuck, you're going to buy that? You're going to step? You're going to take the cheese again? are you going to step into the trap? Are you going to do what you need to do as an American national to show that we are united across this country and unregistered to vote? That nothing's going to stop what they are going to do. But at least we can quit, let them know that we fucking understand exactly what's going on, and we're not going to play any more fucking games with them. We are going to fight them. We are going to fucking fight them with our fucking second article fucking arms, and we are going to take our country back, and we are going to have our Bill of Fucking Rights, and the corporation is going to be out of here, and we're going to take all our wealth back. But just like, I mean, this is pretty harsh. I mean, you can see what's missing in this also. This article here by Ann Coulter, sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. It is not, but I do agree with you. I mean, the reason being, because these milquetoast motherfuckers have finally come, or, you know, these Sunshine Patriot fuckers have finally come around to what, even, you know, if you want to, like Breitbart or like Ann Coulter here, if you want to retain any kind of credibility, you can't just sit there and keep saying, oh, dude, you know, the sky is falling. No, it isn't. The king has new clothes. No, the son of a bitch is naked as a jaybird. You have to, at some point, and coming up on the election, they're trying to regain credibility so they can sell us another fucking cull. That's what I see. But I see the people, the regular folks, I don't think they're going to fall for it. Like you said, they're buying the guns, they're getting ready, they understand the truth of the situation. And I mean, That was quite a goddamn production they put on with that last election. I'm putting the carnival barker up there. But make no mistake, you know, like I said, Breitbart, 100% behind him. Alex Jones, you know, I listened to a little video that he put up. You know, Trump's betrayed us, you know, but it's because he's betraying Christians. No, he's a goddamn international communist, just like the international communists before him. And this is the push for international communism. This is recolonization of our country with third worlders for the fucking ultra super rich, for the corporate aristocracy that thinks that we are their subject and that they own us as fucking property. But I don't know if they're gonna go for a war. Or, you know, we've seen the gun confiscation legislations just in every state and just pouring out everywhere and trying it in at the federal level and everything. It's come to the point, you know, it's like, you know, I always wondered about the Russians, you know, when the people in Georgia finally, that's, you know, over there in, what was a part of the Soviet Union. When they finally started pulling the fucking soldiers out of the tanks and beating them to fucking death. I mean, that's how far it had to go for those people to act. But they had been disarmed and we're the United States of America. We're a free fucking people. And that is, I mean, that's one thing they crammed in our heads to get us to work hard to bring this country to, you know, to bear its riches for them to steal. Oh, you're free. That's why you're invativeness. And they've stolen from us right from the fucking day one right up to today. They're stealing from us right now. But let's see what O'Ann has to say here. It is now clear. It was now clear what we, and when she says that, you think about that way before when this election was going on, we were telling you these things straight up. It was clear then. But you were running, you were pushing an agenda. You're controlled opposition. I mean, if you're on that goddamn news box, man, I know who you are and what you are. Hey, this is just to try to build some credibility to sell you another piece of shit called another fucking communist. It is now clear that Trump isn't waiting for a better moment. This was, not an anomaly. It's not an accident. After he signed his third spending bill with no wall funding, which he claims to need, all sentient beings, were forced to conclude that the president has no intention of ever doing anything we wanted on immigration. Well, no fucking shit. But what was missing from that statement? All right, he was going to build a wall, and who was going to pay for that? Mexico. What have we done in Mexico there? I mean, how have we punished them? Well, we built fucking pipelines to pump our fucking natural gas down there to fuel their fucking economy so that their slave labor down there can be used to manufacture our resources that are being stolen from us. That's what we've done, and they haven't paid for shit. We just sent them $4.6 billion in the last fucking, this last spending bill to facilitate the invasion of our country, to help the Hondurans and the Guatemalans and the El Salvadorians come through Mexico to feed them. It takes money to move an army, and just like it did in Europe, and just like that was financed. Only we're financing it, people. We're financed, well, you know, we're in the same position as the first Americans that were here. I mean, they established a beachhead in the East Coast and then used the resources of this country and turning bunch of people against another bunch of people when they all had the same interest in reality against one another and who ended up in control? Well, we can't let it happen again. After he signed his third bill funding, you know, needed to, no. No, Mexico was supposed to pay for it. I remember what he said, Annie. In fact, Trump is steadily moving in the precise opposite direction of what he promised. And that's exactly what we told you back when it is now, she's saying it's now clear. It, fuck, really? It took you that goddamn long? When we were telling you when the whole thing was, with the whole fucking con job was being done, hey, this is a con job. This is bullshit. He's not going to do this. Ain't a one of them leaving. In fact, they're going to pump more of them in here. And, well, let's look on. Illegal immigration is on track to hit the highest levels in more than a decade, and Trump has willfully decided to keep amnesty advocates Jared Kushner, Ivanka, Mick Mulvaney, Mark Short, and Mercedes Schulup in the White House. For all his talk about immigration, did he ever consider hiring people who share the, quote, mega vision? A diminishing percentage of the base is annoyed. No, the base, all they got left is what they had was when they, you know, for all the years that fucking Obama and then, you know, all these was running in there. You got the goddamn evangelicals who are not Christians, who are the first violators of the first article and trying to get the power of the state and participate in the power of the state in controlling the people, worked with the state in controlling the people for mammon, the mammon worshippers. A diminishing percentage of the base is annoyed when I point this out. Oh, they ain't very many left. I told you what's left. The fat ass goddamn fucking industry motherfuckers who have benefited from the treachery. And the evangelicals who say, hey man, he gave us a position. He put our religion into the goddamn government. I mean, a representative for our, just us.
Yeah, and, you know, Henry.
Yes.
Hey, you know what kills me? The whole hypocrisy of all of them. When their puppet Obama is off in there, when he violates our Bill of Rights and commits treason on us, they say nothing. So when Trump tells and when their puppet is in there, they say nothing.
Exactly.
It's okay. You know, they don't say nothing about him violating the Bill of Rights at all. It's okay. He has a plan. You know, Q told us to listen.
Yeah, that dear old false left-right paradigm. You know, you're absolutely correct. It's all a game, though. What we have to realize is what we're seeing now every day is just a production. This is coming out of the think tanks. They read off of teleprompters. This is like a game. And the think tanks say, we gotta try and move them doing this or try and move them doing that. We gotta turn them against each other this way. We gotta turn them against each other that way. What we gotta fucking realize is that 14th Amendment made us all subjects. It declared, it was just a corporate aristocracy declaring it. Go ahead.
You know, $4 billion, do you know how much goddamn money that is? I mean, we're talking, it's so much. If you want to feed all these people, it's only going to cost you $100 million, if that. Where in the hell is the other $3.9 billion? You know, you got to wonder what kind of drugs are they buying with this crap and who's pocketing $200 million? You know how much money $4 billion is? What the hell are they using it for? You know, if you did a complete forensic accounting, you'd probably start puking within 5 seconds of what you're going to hear. Well, you know, it's so much goddamn money, it's unbelievable. $4 billion?
It's been clearly
where the hell is it going?
It's been clearly reported, Mark, that there's $22 trillion missing that they can't account for. And it's coincidentally, that's the same amount as our national debt. So that means that money was stolen. What they're saying we owe was wealth stolen, plain and simple. And there's never good. And as far as the $4.1 billion, okay, so they're playing these games with us, is what they're doing. I want $5.7 billion to build so many miles of this wall. And oh my God, and Nancy Pelosi, I wouldn't give a dollar and back and forth like this. But then it comes down to something like a 3.8% tax levied on the people of the United States to Israel, a foreign fucking nation. Oh man, they love each other. They're on board. I mean, Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi, man, they're hugging, they're kissing, they go, that's what we need to do. Everything, they can always come together when it comes to Israel, so that shows you who's running this goddamn country. And it's not being run as any kind of fucking republic. It is a corporation, and they've, through their fucking manipulations and their duplicity, they have gained controlling interest in this United States corporation, which can't exist, which is a fraud, which is ripped the people off of their Bill of Fucking Rights. And now, you know, they're at the point where everybody knows, even when they got to come out to this degree, somebody like Ann Coulter, one of their talking heads has to come out to this degree. You know that the fucking gig is up, and they know the gig is up. So you're going to see the gun confiscation thing. Either that, or they're going to, well, there's three ways. You know, you're going to see, you're also going to see these goddamn millions and millions that they're pumping in here into the United States start showing up in your goddamn, in your towns and in your cities and start hacking your kids up. And then you're going to, you know, you're going to stand up. You're going to have to do something about it. And when you do, then you're going to see another part of it, that army they've been bringing across your fucking border, that 150-mile beachhead, 2,000 miles long they have established, where I have no doubt they are training the green card cannon fodder that's going to come out front when you start fucking cleaning this mouth. It's going to ethnic cleansing. They're killing MS-13 gang members who are hacking their kids. Ethnic cleansing. This game is fucking way old, and I think everybody in the world understands it. But they're going to fucking do it. They cannot stop themselves. They already have more fucking wealth that they have stolen from us, enough to do for 10,000 generations of their fucking kind, living lavishly. But they want it all. What they want is the ultimate fucking prize, and that is goddamn slavery. They want slaves. They want slaves that they want to be able to walk up to these little spineless weasels, just like that blooming thaw. And these, look at these fuckers. These people, I mean, you look at them, and what they want is to be able to walk up to a man who could stomp their fucking ass, who could beat them in fucking chess, who could out fucking work them in any fucking condition, and be able to put that person on their fucking knees because of what they possess, in the name of mammon. Illegal immigration is on track to hit its highest levels in more than a decade, and Trump has willfully decided to keep amnesty advocates Jared and Ivanka, Mick Mulvaney, Mark Short, and Mercedes Scallop in the White House. For all his talk about immigration, did he ever consider hiring people who share his mega vision? A diminishing percentage of the base is annoyed. Oh, yeah, they're annoyed. Betrayed, man. Yes, Trump talks a good game. He's like a waiter who compliments us for ordering the hamburger, but keeps bringing us fish. The hamburger is our signature dish, juicy and grilled to perfection. You made a brilliant choice. Now here's your salmon. And you watch these same people. Oh, there'll be another son of a bitch that'll come out. I mean, it's hard to tell. I mean, to go to something like Trump. Now that would come out of the think tanks. I mean, and they pulled that son of a bitch off. It blew me away. I didn't think that the level of stupidity even among those stupid ass son of a bitches who still vote, who they tell you it's all a fraud. But that is your ultimate right. It is your right to vote. It's your right to go vote that goddamn straw man corporation that can't exist and vote in a goddamn corporate election that has replaced your republic and has removed your bill of, you got that right as a goddamn, no, it's not a right. You can't have a right. What am I saying here? What does that 14th Amendment say? It says you are a subject. Now, goddamn it, the definition of subject as a verb or a noun says that you do not have right, not one. So that thing, right to vote, is bullshit. If he refuses to do what we hired him to do, he's not getting a good Yelp review. I've decided to discuss the Trump presidency in purely mathematical terms. It's not his fault. He's trying. These are just statements. It's not his fault. He's trying. Never has a president been under such attack. These are statements that he makes. These are more in the nature of excuses, not facts. Under my new approach, I will provide a numerical evaluation of Trump's presidency, which I call Trump by the numbers. No editorializing, no invective, no opinion. Number of miles of wall built on our southern border since Trump has been president. Zero. Number of miles of fence bollard or garden trellises built along our border, 2,000 mile border since Trump has been president, 26. So they're not building no fucking wall. They're just doing the same thing that the fuckers before them did, and they're pouring in here. This is a recolonization. Number of times Trump has claimed on Twitter he's already building the wall. 16 by my count. Number of times Trump has complained on Twitter that Congress won't give him funds to build the wall that he says he's already building. At least 30 by my count. Number of wall prototypes. Now listen to this. Number of wall prototypes destroyed by the federal government. All of them. Number of executive orders ending the Anchor Baby scam, as Trump promised whenever an election is coming. Zero. Number of executive orders issued by Trump rescinding Obama's unconstitutional amnesty for illegal alien dreamers. Zero. Number of illegal aliens whose presence has been excused by Trump. 11 to 50 million, depending on whether you believe the propaganda or the facts. Number of extensions of the E-Verify system to prevent illegals from being hired over Americans. Zero. Number of H-1B foreign workers in this country when Trump took office, approximately 1 million. Number of H-1B foreign workers in this country today, approximately 1 million. And that's bullshit, too. Ann Coulter, where'd you get that number? Because we already know that they've upped those visas by the tens of thousands. We've covered it on this program. So you see, that's what I'm telling you. They're just trying to gain enough credibility to sell you something. I just wonder what it's going to look like. What is going to, you know, what this fucking next thing, that, I mean, what their next game's going to be. This was so blatant on his face. It was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So, I mean, the bizarre, I mean, it preys on people's hope. When the only hope there is for people to quit fucking preying on hope and stand up and fucking fix this. We have what it takes. We can do this. Number of asylum loopholes closed. Zero. Number of top-level administration jobs offered to immigration controllers who are not named Stephen Miller. Zero. Number of top-level administrative jobs offered to members of the Koch brothers. Open board. Remember when I was running the election, I said the Koch brothers. That's why they, you know, that was their game they played. Oh, nobody wants him. The goddamn nobody. The Republicans. Oh, the establishment. The Koch brothers. They're fighting. They're doing everything to stop him from get into office. And that's why I'm going to go vote for him. All my enemies hate him. Bullshit, and we told you bullshit then, so we're going to look at this. Number of top-level administrative jobs offered to members of the Koch brothers' open border network. 5 that I know of. Number of attorney generals trying desperately to implement Trump's immigration agenda, whom Trump mocked and forced out of office. 1. Apart from immigration, probably the single most important campaign promise Trump made was to end the carried interest loophole. No, the most important thing he said, which she doesn't mention here, is that he was going to remove every fucking one of them. Everyone who came here illegal was going to go. Remember that? And as you will fucking know, is why the son of a bitch got put into play. Well, he wasn't elected. There are no elections in this country, and you play into the fucking game when you say that's why he was put into office. That's why they got enough of fucking stupid people to come out so they could put them on the camera so they could sell you the illusion of this fucking carnival barker becoming a goddamn president of the United States, which it isn't even the United States of America anymore. It is the United States Corporation. He became head CEO, okay? We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Dumber and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. War is fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects who gets to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun. And I won't shoot you. The respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will create. If I don't have tomorrow and know they'll find my Browning is clean, don't come for my gun if you think that I ain't all that I've seen. I heard history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Piss off the grizzly bear that's sleeping. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that healthcare? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse protect against whatever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of enemy scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I'll hurt.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:39 Pacific time, and that was Thurman Nolene with Don't Come For My Guns. They're coming. So you better get ready to get past the talk and get to the goddamn kicking some ass. Back to Ann Coulter's, trying to reestablish some kind of credibility, because the 2020 election's coming up, and the people have figured fucking Trump out. It's going to take a whole new game. This is going to have to be something new and spectacular. Apart from immigration, probably the single most important campaign promise Trump made was to end the carried interest loophole. Most Republicans would break out in a cold sweat if asked to raise taxes on George Soros. Finally, we had a Republican or Democrat who wasn't beholden to Wall Street. During the campaign, Trump said this tax scam allowed hedge funds managers to get away with murder, and vowed to eliminate it. Americans who hadn't voted for 30 years said, how do I register to vote? And that was not it. I mean, see, this is how they try to pull you into the, it was about every fucking one of them was going to leave. You were throwing the fucking foreigners out. That's why. But she's got to stay in with the goddamn mainstream here. Just enough to hold that mainstream, because they're controlled opposition. Just like Alex Jones. You know, when he was getting down on Trump on his video, he said, well, Eric Trump, now he's a patriot. You fucking fat ass piece of fucking treasonous shit. You are going to find out what a patriot is when that fucking rope slips down around your treasonous fucking neck after you've had your fucking trial. And then we're going to fucking staple your fucking eyelids to your goddamn forehead, and you're going to watch yourself do the shit dance when you go through the door, buddy. That's what they're doing. This is all geared around this next fucking con job they're going to try on us. Let's take out the slide rule. Number of carried interest loopholes eliminated by President Trump. Of course, zero. We told you who he was there for, who was putting him there. Total campaign contributions in 2016 given by Goldman Sachs to Hillary Clinton, $388,000. Total campaign contributions given by Goldman Sachs to Trump, $5,607, or 70 times less than Goldman gave to Hillary. Number of Goldman Sachs employees put in top administrative positions by President Trump, seven or more than President Bush and Obama combined. We told you. For someone unable to fulfill the most basic of his immigration promises, Trump has been amazingly competent in accomplishing the things Wall Street wanted, but no one else did. See, it's still the fucking game. They're trying to regain credibility to play it on you one more time. But I think they know the gig's up. I mean, sooner or later, it's the guns. The only thing, I mean, what would they do if we didn't have all of these? Oh, I heard some article there's 500,000 guns. Fuck you. There's a goddamn billion fucking guns in this country. You goddamn well know it. Try to minimize it. That's a good thing for you to do. I mean, why would they do that? Try to minimize, because me and John talked about this several times when he used to be on here, about how many guns they would have to confiscate per day to get them in 100 years. These guns are for a fucking purpose, and they've almost got enough of their foreign army in here for us to fucking start the shooting, because they couldn't get us to kill one another. I'm a Trump-tard. I'm a libtard. Which one are you guys going to join? Who's going to shoot who here? Number of actions taken to defend the free speech rights of Trump's biggest supporters being depleformed and censored, such as Milo Yiannopoulos, Gavin McInnes, Laura Loomer, and Alex Jones. See, they would see, it's just like we talk about, you know, the fucking, the, Blackwater brutality across this goddamn country. They wanted to, I mean, if they could, if they were, they work together. It's all a fucking game. It's to get you to believe that there is some kind of fucking push and pull against them when they're all pushing in the same direction. And that is Zionist world control. And that's the bottom fucking line. And you're not going to sell nobody on this, Ann. Yeah, I mean, you talked enough good talk. I mean, it's just like Breitbart. Breitbart, man, they came out, man. Oh, man, look what they did. They got the fucking people like they said, what did they say, 30% or 30,000 or 30 million or whatever, 30,000, they said back there, came out to vote. They didn't come out to vote. The people who came out to vote for that son of a bitch came for one reason. Every one of those foreigners is getting out of here. And that was it, period. I don't give a shit what nobody else said. All the rest of it was fucking coloring. And we told people, you better go look at their fucking party platform, because I guarantee you, I mean, look at Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the fucking House, or is he a Senator House? I think it's the Speaker of the Senate. But whatever in the fuck he is. The filthy fucking rich want slaves, okay? They already have us on paper is subjugated. Now they have to do it in reality. And that's where the problem's coming in here. That's why there's violence. They don't to stop. We got to stop. There's if one child killed, it's way too much. When you watch and you see the fucking killing that's fixing to happen when you fucking try this shit, you punk bitch motherfuckers. Percentage of the base that Trump can't afford to lose in 2020 after millions of older, whiter Americans have died off and millions of immigrants have turned 18 and begun voting. Zero. Anyway, it's still the vote thing. It's still nobody's stepping up to point out the sham that's right there in your fucking face. That 14th Amendment. I am not a subject. This country was obtained by our great, 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 great grandfathers to because they would not be subjugated by a king or anybody else. They were determined they would be free men, that what they owned, they belonged to them, not to some fucking higher power. And that's what they fought for. And that's why the Bill of Rights is actually there. Is because they so outnumbered the fucking corporate elite, that the corporate elite of the time, because everybody was armed, and like I said, that John Adams, I continually, that comes up. Oh, let's declare a king. I would have liked to have seen that. I would have liked to have seen you declare a king, John Adams, you piece of fucking elite of shit. Like I said, the only thing I hold against those fellas that fought is they didn't finish the job. We will finish the job this time internationally. Study shows migrants use almost twice the welfare benefits as native-born Americans. From Shit at the Fan Plan, this is sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, and of course they do. Of course they do. Our people are living in fucking tent cities with children in the cold, ice cold of the fucking winter while they're down there building facilities for the new occupation force of third world fucking slave labor. Of course they do. And then all of this fucking welfare, most of it, like it's going to tell you in this article, is nothing more than subsidizing the fucking filthy rich that own industry. They get these, a living wage. I mean, $15 an hour. It'd put everybody out of business. We wouldn't be making $10 billion a year. We'd only be making $6 billion a year if we paid a living wage. It would ruin us. We couldn't make our pile, we could only make our pile 10 more feet high instead of 20 more feet high. It would ruin it. The fucking resources belong to us, you sons of bitches, and we're taking your mountains of gold, believe it. New research has discovered that foreign non-citizens, and I'm not a citizen, that non-citizens use nearly two times the amount of welfare as native-born Americans. Both legal and illegal aliens fall into the category of foreigners who take from the welfare system. According to a report by Breitbart, in recently released research by the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, analysts discovered that about 63% of non-citizen households who have those who live legally and illegally in the United States use some form of public welfare, while only about 35% of native-born American households are on welfare. And like I've said many times, we didn't reproduce our numbers. We should have more than a plenty. We should have more than our fathers, because there's less of us. And it was already here. It was ours. This is why they're taking the, they're taking the fortunes, our fortunes, and they're bringing, to bring in a colonization force to steal that fortunes from us and have a slave labor force. It's fucking simple. This ain't rocket science. California and Texas have the most expansive welfare-dependent immigration. For example, more than 7 in 10 non-citizen households in California use at least one form of welfare, compared to just 35% of native-born Americans' households that use welfare in the state. In Texas, nearly 70% of non-citizen households use welfare. Similar to California, only 35% of native-born American households are on welfare. I mean, you're talking, just look at that one thing there. Even the people that were forced, nobody should be on welfare in this goddamn country. We should be living like Saudi princes. It belongs to us. All this wealth is ours. And, you know, they keep people talking about, you know, getting a fair government to hand our fucking riches over to dole it out back to us. Fuck that shit. They were the only, you know, they were right about, you know, who controls the purse strings. Who should control the purse strings? Well, that should be the ultimate authority in that country, in this country, and that should be the people. Every fucking lease or anything like that, it should be negotiated only if the people agree. And if the people agree to a oil lease or something, every fucking dollar is sent to each American national, their portion of it. Now, once that money's in our hands, if all this billions and trillions that they're stealing from us, if we had it in our hands, people, if we had control of it, if they weren't stealing it from us, if that illegal fraudulent corporation was not blatantly fucking robbing us of our wealth, then we would have the money in our hands, and who would be deciding what government we would have? Because they would have to get the money directly from us for whatever they wanted to fucking do. And then that 75% that is not represented by these goddamn, in this goddamn corporation as anything more than property, well, I think that they would have their fucking way just because they hold the fucking money now, wouldn't they? Or the wealth. And it's supposed to be goddamn debt-free, coin minted in fucking gold and silver and copper, okay? Now, if we held that, who would be in charge, people? That is what they are using to fuck us. Just like they used the wealth of this country to fuck the first Americans out of it. They're doing it again, the same fucking system. Why does my money have to go to fucking, wealth that I create have to go to the federal fucking government for them to contract out, so that the Jew contractor, the middleman, is stealing 95 cents of every, they'll tell you, is taking 95 cents of every dollar to dole it out to me. Hey, a fucking postage stamp, a fucking computer transfer, that don't cost 95% of every dollar, now does it? So it's all nothing but one big scam. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News, see, Breitbart, they're desperately trying to regain credibility. Just like Alex Jones, all these fucking charlatans that sold it to the fucking deadheaded stupid who were so desperate. And so, any hope that I don't have to stand up like a fucking man and take my goddamn country back, that somebody else is going to do it for me. Any hope, I'll buy it. And then that fucking Alex Jones, that dirty bastard, he sold it. So did Breitbart. Steve Bannon, remember who sold this fucking lie, this goddamn production to the people. And don't forget it when they come around to sell you the next fucking lie. Breitbart News earlier this week, President Donald Trump said he wanted an end to all welfare-dependent legal immigration and that burdens American taxpayers with the cost. I don't like the idea of people coming in and going on welfare for 50 years, and that's what they want to be able to do, and it's worse than that. Because once one of the son of a bitches get here with this so-called chain migration, invasion, put different goddamn labels on it, but it's still happening. You can call it whatever you want. But think about that. They bring in fucking grandpa. Grandpa just turned 60 fucking five. He never paid a fucking nickel into it. His fucking progeny never paid a nickel into it. In fact, they sucked it dry with free fucking education, free fucking housing, free fucking food, the whole welfare fucking system. And, well, there's some American out here who's just, well, we're just going to have to do without so that this son of a bitch who never fucking paid in a nickel. Well, and not that the welfare system, see, again, here we are. You know, it's hard to talk about because it shouldn't exist. If all the wealth of this country was sent to eat our wealth of our resources, I mean, in the first place, it should be our resources do not leave this country ever except in the form of fully manufactured goods. Right there, man. I mean, it ain't that we would be rich people just if we just taking back what we stole. We could take a 100-year vacation, but we wouldn't. We're Americans. I mean, we got to. I mean, everybody I know, most of the people I know there's fucking people out there that are worthless. That would they ain't worth the powder it takes to blow their brains out, and they would squander it. But it'd be a huge mountain of wealth. And if they wanted to squander it, they'd have to squander it inside the United States. And those people who wanted to, you know, have more, they would be, it would be right there for you. I mean, I'll sell you, man, I'll build a better mousetrap and I'll sell the hell out of them to you. You know, whatever fucking tickles your fancy, if you want to sit there on your ass and spend your fortune, I'll take it. And it won't be fucking capitalism. It will be through the free enterprise system. It will be all legit and it will all be American owned. And in the end, fucking the Americans that deserve to have will have. And it's not that the next generation, even of a lazy son of a bitch who would never work a day in their life if they didn't have to, which I can't understand. I mean, I believe people were born. I mean, God Almighty, we wouldn't be where we are and have done the things we've done if we were, if the standard was lazy. Most people I know, they have to do something. I know I have to. I mean, I push myself to way too fucking hard. I sit in a chair for 20 fucking minutes. I'm just sitting there. I'm fidgety. I gotta be doing something. I know that if I had wealth, I just wouldn't just fucking lay around on a yacht or what might have you. I couldn't do it. I'd want to build things. And you think of what we could have been. We used to be number one, man. Remember the old saying, I put my name on my work, man. Just think about all the entrepreneurship of the real Americans, you know, with the fucking innovativeness that a free mind can fucking come up with. Just think of the cool shit we could have. I mean, I think of things all the time when I'm in those 20 minutes when I'm sitting there fidgeting and I'm hurrying to rest. I think of all kinds of cool shit I'd love to build. I would take the resources and I would build it and I wouldn't have to sell it for a zillion dollars. Hell, I mean, all of us would be rich. We would be just building stuff to fucking better our lives. And then, I mean, we could look out around the world and we could offer them our Bill of Rights. In every language, it should be dropped daily. The Bill of Rights in every language and the explanation of how it works. And say, this is what everybody could have. Because every fucking nation has a goddamn handful at the top of the international elitist cabal that is fucking stealing everything. And it ain't like they're just taking a bunch because they want to be rich or anything. They are way beyond that. They're thinking godness, like they want to be gods over the people. The guy who just, I mean, there might be some people that just, you know, want to live a simple life on a farm. And I mean, you'd be rich as you could be, but you know, you still got to eat. I guess you could buy your food from other countries and stuff, but that would be a transfer of the wealth of the country out of this country. That's how they've done it. But I would love, I mean, everybody, shit, you have your nice fucking American built John Deere tractor and your fucking plow and your goddamn acreage. I don't know, soothes the human soul, in my opinion, like growing things and building things. We are growers and builders. That's why we ended up on top, people. That's why we ended up being the ones we stole from. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, I have a little story about this welfare thing.
Yeah.
My friend, a while ago, he tried to, sign up for food stamps. He was struggling really bad. And
yep.
He was like, man, they, like, literally, like, tried to get him, like, an anal probe, where he said, I saw a couple of illegals just walk off in there. They set them down and got them a interpreter, a translator, and everything, and they was just anal probing me, but they shot them right through. He said, man, I just walked up out of there. He said, the hell with it. Y'all doing this, and I pay into the system, and they are not doing nothing. They just came over here illegal, and y'all just roll out the carpet for them. But me, who paid into the system, I just need a little bit of help because I have kids. And they giving me an Antipro. That's exactly what he said. He said he's done with it.
Brother, I would never diss on anybody that had to go to. You know, they fucking pointed a gun at us and they said, you're going to pay for a safety net. They pointed a gun at you. You're going to pay it or we'll take everything you got. I mean, this illegal corporation under one of their illegal corporate branches called the IRS. They take your fucking money. And then they broke this goddamn country. I know a lot of people. Well, think of the people living in the tent cities. And shit, goddamn right. They have a right to it. I mean, it's like, so they're going after Social Security too, people. You were forced to pay into that at gunpoint, and it was you, oh man, when they were selling it to you. That's your private account, your private number. You never let nobody see that. That's yours. Bullshit. It was another way to fucking steal a part of your life's fucking time, your labor. Like I said, I know so many people that have died before, I mean, that worked for 30 or 40 fucking years and died before they could even draw a nickel of it. It is just, it's, but like, I'm not gonna, I know exactly what you're talking about. That guy would get like $6 and something a cents a day to eat on. That's what they'll give an American national. These motherfuckers, they're giving $127 fucking dollars a day. They're not from this country. If you want to entice a population to come in and to displace another population to recolonize a country, but the thing is, it's like Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi trying to act like there's some kind of fucking difference between those corporate elitists, between the corporate aristocracy, you know, with the Democrat Republican thing. They are coaxing him here. They are helping. They are paying. We are paying for him to be brought through Mexico. We just gave Mexico $4.1 billion to help the caravans get here to come in and so suck us dry on this goddamn welfare system. No, your friend, his anger should be that he should never, no American needs fucking welfare. You live in the richest country on planet fucking earth. And the entrepreneurs out there that would want to build something a little bigger, you know, your part of what resource belongs to you makes you rich. Your children should never be wear dirty clothes or holy clothes, or you should have a nice house. You should have just about any goddamn thing you want. And if you want a little more, man, I mean, if you want a little more, I mean, I never believe in wastefulness. And goddamn, if you don't see that in this country, I mean, just everything is waste, waste, waste. But if you want a little more, you could just do a little more. You could access, I mean, I'm going to take a little bit more than my share of the trees because I want to live on this island in the middle of the fucking river, and I want to buy that fucking island and build me a nice house there just to live in. I want a little more, so I'm going to go ahead and buy this guy's, but you just don't get to just take it all. Just a handful. Don't get to just take it all. Because it belongs to me. It belongs to you. It belongs to your friend. It belongs to them, and it's being taken away from them through no due process of the law, without the due process of the law, completely as a fraud. And then this guy has to go in and try to, and he's supposed to beg. He's supposed to beg for enough to fucking keep his children from going hungry. While these motherfuckers who can't even speak the language, like you said, it's all accommodated around. It's the same way it was when the Europeans invaded this country the first time. The Indians, we're going to take care of you, you know, like that, you know, with the fucking flour with the worms in it, the meat that was fucking rotten. And you had some fucking Jew that was the fucking head of the agency that was supposed, we're going to take care of you. You don't have to wonder and live like you've lived for 1,000 fucking years. But that's what we want to do. No, you can't. This country's going to be a civilization. We've decided. And now it's decided it's going to be the one world fucking order. And we're the only thing standing in the way. And anybody who thinks that fucking cocksucker Trump is standing with us, you've already been proven a fool. I don't got to say it again. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, shit, just stay ready. I mean, I got to tell you that fucking we have done a lot. We pushed this thing to a point to where they're thinking about wondering, will a world war stop us this time? What if we say, fuck you, get your goddamn shit on and go fight your world war? We're attacking your rear and both flanks, you sons of bitches. We hate you as bad as all these fucking foreigners you think that you want to fight, that you're going to get me to fight. I don't want to fight nobody in this fucking world. I'd like to see peace on this earth, but it ain't going to never occur as long as you fucking maggots exist. So I've got to do what I've got to do. I will have my Bill of Rights. I will be subject to no one's fucking will but my own. That is my right. That is, that was clearly understood. These are natural rights. And when you hear people say like Hawaii, we need to amend, and you can't amend a national right. And you fucking better watch it fucking, cause you'll hang just the same over there on that fucking island as you will here on the mainland. Make no mistake about it. And that is the word from the trenches, people.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You too, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!